Welcome to At John Talk Podcast. Greetings out there, everybody. Please continue to share my podcast to the family. I'm grateful to the 16 countries, you know, that listened, you know, and are listening to my podcast. So I'm very grateful, guys. Thank you. If I had time, I was gonna fly to your respective countries and all that to give you a shout out of saying, yo man, thank you for listening to me. I'm very grateful and appreciative at the same time. So today I'm gonna talk about the importance of having a vision. You know, nowadays we live in a society whereby people, you know, mishandle us, you know. They say all kinds of things to us. Simply means because we may not have the best education, the best upbringing, you know, from our families. We might not have the best looks, the best accent, the best physique, you know, the best eyes. You know, those things, they're just a physical, you know, thing. They don't matter, you know, when it comes to you having a vision, because your vision surpasses all other things. So when there is no vision, people perish, you know. It's not a perish of dying, but it's a dying of your dreams, ambitions, goals. It's important that you have goals as a young person, you know. It's important that you surround yourself with people who are winners, who are dreamers, you know. I often hear people ask me, why did you dream? I was like, no, I don't remember what I dreamed, you know, what I dreamt last night, because I was sleeping, you know? Like, how? So surround yourself with people who are winners, who have a winner mentality. It doesn't mean you won't have challenges, you know. Challenges are part and parcel of life. We don't have problems, but we have challenges. There are challenges, you know, to better ourselves, you know, in any area of our lives, be it your physical, your physique, your mental health, your financial, you know, stability, etc., etc. Vision gives you, your vision is like a roadmap, you know, that guides you to where you should walk, you know, where you should go, who you should meet, you know, what time, you know, what time, the purpose of your meeting, you know. Because sometimes as young people, we do things out of timing. Even myself, sometimes I find myself saying things out of timing and doing things out of timing, you know. So, but when you have a vision, it will help you, you know. It will help you a lot, because the vision actually guide you. It will be your director, your compass, you know. So, it's important. It's very vital for you to know what you want in life, you know. Because if you don't have a vision, you will end up being hired by someone, you know, to fulfill their visions, dreams, ambitions, you know. Whereas your dreams are your visions, your goals are parked in a parking lot, you know. So don't park your dreams, you know. Don't park your visions. Don't park goals, because you wanna please that person, you wanna work for them, wanna do this and that. I know you wanna get paid. It's true that you wanna get paid, you know. There's no one who doesn't want money, but sometimes you need to take a bold step and say, you know what? Money can wait, but my vision can't wait, you know. Right, because if you chase money, you know, vision won't fulfill itself. It needs you, the visionary, you know, to take a step, you know what, towards your vision, so that your vision can be a reality. You know, imagine saying, I wanna have a kid at 60. Like, how? You can't have a kid at 60 years. Why? Because your timing has passed. You know, the vision is good, but the timing, you know, if you wanna have a baby, you know, wanna own a house at 60 years. When I have grandkids at 60 years, It's good that you can have grandkids at 60 years, but you cannot have your own kid at the age of 60, you know. So that's why it's important you need to plan, you know, that let's say at the age of 30 or 35, I want to have my own kids, I want to have my own wife, my own family, my own cars, my own houses, own my own properties, my own businesses, you know. Those things should be in alignment, but you cannot separate yourself from God, because God is a giver of vision, you know, the greatest gift that God can give to a leader, to a nation, to a person, to a family, is called vision, you know, because vision, it's a standard that makes you deliver above the rest. It doesn't mean you are better than your colleague, your friend, family member. It doesn't mean you're better than your mom or dad. No, it just makes you to know why you were born, you know. It's important to know why you were born. I'm also still trying to figure it out, why am I in this world? I'm not just here in this world to eat, you know, to eat pub, to eat chicken, to eat McDonald's, to eat burger, to eat pizza, you know what, to eat donuts, to eat what is eaten, then I die, and I don't want to die like that. I don't want people to say in my grave that John was born in this time and he died doing nothing. I want to leave an impact, a legacy, you know, in my generation. That's why it's important that I must have a vision, you know, of where I want to see myself, you know, in the coming 4 years, in the coming 3 months, in the coming 6 months to go, in the coming weeks, you know, because you can break down the vision in small steps. This is what is called short-term goal. Medium term goal, then there is a long term goal, you know. So, and also must set goals that are achievable, you know, based on a vision. For example, if you want to lose weight, one thing you can do is to not eat things that have a lot of cholesterol, you know, but you should eat, you should have a lot of intake of carbohydrates, you know. That will metabolize your system, you know. So, yeah, it's important, guys, to have a vision, you know. Yeah, I'm also struggling, guys. I'm not saying that I've reached the level of perfection. I'm not yet there, you know. But I'm trying, by God's grace, you know, to achieve. Even if you might have achieved 2 out of 10, least it's entry level, you know. You are trying, you know, you're putting more effort, you know. It's not like someone say, you know what, John, I don't know what to do, I don't have money, I don't have this and that, I don't have connections. You don't need connections, your vision will bring you connections. You don't need money, your vision will bring you money, you know. You say, I don't have resources, your vision will bring you resources, you know. Because many people are chasing money, but they don't have a vision, because your vision is a backup. Imagine if you lose money, you know, what will happen to your vision? Because your vision will be a backup, you know. Yeah, so please continue to share my podcast, you know, to all the people out there. I'm grateful to everyone who listens to my podcast, who plays my podcast, rather. Yeah, so please tell them that John Talk was on today. So yeah, I'll see you again on June. Yeah, please take care of yourself since you're approaching winter now. Yeah, hashtag have a vision, young person, you know. Be led by your vision, not by your circumstances. There's a quote from my spiritual dad, Bishop Amazono. Yeah, bye bye.